Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Monday, December 9th, 2013. Well, tonight's guest will be capping the year off with her annual Christmas concert in one of her hometown's more prestigious dining establishments. The annual Ally Matthews Christmas Celebration takes place in a couple of weeks, crowning a year which included the recording of I Saw Jesus with other World Vision Canada artists, launching a Kickstarter campaign to fund another CD, and three wins at the GMA Canada Awards last month. We're going to talk to the singer-songwriter who's taking a quick break from her concert preparations in a few moments. But before we get to the interview, let's listen to On Angel's Wings, the title track from Ally Matthews' Christmas CD, On Angel's Wings. Good evening, Ally.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Now, let's get started with a couple of things. How's the Kickstarter campaign going?
Oh, you know what? It was amazing. It just finished. I did a 30-day crowdfunding campaign and ended up getting 162% of my goal. So I was overwhelmed with the generosity of people. It was just great.
Now, why did you choose Kickstarter? I mean, there's so many different ones that are out there. What helped you make the choice that you went with?
Yeah, I know. Kickstarter is quite well known. People know more about it than some of the newer ones, and they've just started a Canadian Kickstarter. So I just thought I'd give it a go, and it was really really exciting, really encouraging to do that.
Now, sort of just to sidetrack from some of the stuff we're gonna talk about those. What is that saying now about what's happening with the music industry? Where, I mean, I there are a number of artists that are out there going through crowdfunding. I mean, even someone like Steve Taylor, who for people my age remember him back in the 80s from his EP, I Want to Be a Clone. But even he's going with doing a crowdsourcing crowdfunding project. What does that say about the industry right now for you guys?
Well, it really says that it is about the community of people who are the fans. I mean, they're the ones who are essentially paying for the production of the music, because record companies are virtually, you know, they're not what they used to be. They don't have the money. They're not investing money. It's not every artist's dream now to be signed to a record label, because you can do this independently. With the support of your fans. And so it's a wonderful concept, and it does work. And there are some very well-established and successful artists who are doing this as well. I noticed, I don't know if you've heard of Audrey Assad. She crowdfunded her last project, and she's hugely successful internationally. So, yeah, it's really, really quite a fascinating thing, but it says a lot about the industry.
But what about the fact that, I mean, now artists are now no longer just, I mean, they never have been, but now there's so much more related to the marketing and the promotion and everything of the music. Does this not distract from being able to actually create music?
Oh, that's a very good question, because I really struggle with it. I wear all the hats. I don't have a manager or a booking agent or a publicist. So I do everything. I do all of that. And really, when it comes down to it, you know, probably about 80% of my time is spent doing the business of my music, and 20% is left for the creative part. And that is difficult. I mean, I wish I had, you know, a little team. I'm always telling people I wish I had a team of elves who could do all that for me, do all the stuff I don't really care to do. But yeah, it's part of being independent. You've got to do it all yourself, and there are vehicles for doing it. The internet has made it incredibly easy to get your music out there. But at the same time, you're competing with a lot of other music out there, so you have to pick the right paths, and you have to stay very diligent with it.
It sounds like more of a conversation for another day. So,
yeah.
Now, you also had a really successful year at the GMA Canada Coven Awards. You came away with three trophies: Female Vocalist of the Year, Inspirational Song of the Year, Collaboration of the Year. What was going through your mind? I mean, this is also the third year in a row that you've got the Female Vocalist of the Year. What's going through your mind as your name's being called at these awards?
Well, you know, it's. Obviously, you know, I don't do this for awards. It's a deep passion, and it's something I'm so grateful to be able to do. So in a way, it's all gravy to get awards like that. But I am truly honored to get it, because I've been part of the community of Christian musicians in Canada for quite a while now, and I really have learned to love that community. Not learned to love, but I have grown to love that community. And it's just getting bigger and getting better. And so I love watching all these young artists coming up through the ranks. And it's a tough thing in Canada. It's harder than in the States, for sure, to make a career of music. And within the Christian music industry, I mean, that makes it even more narrow in terms of opportunity. So we do have to stick together, and so to be there with this growing, incredible group of very passionate people, it's a great privilege. So that's really what was going through my mind, and also the fact that I'm quite a lot older. I've been doing this for a really long time, so it just feels really good to be validated, you know, at this point in my life, and yeah, so very grateful.
Well, that whole aspect of validation is always that double-edged sword. I mean, you and I have also been to the Right Canada Awards as well, and seeing our peers being honored that way. But there's a double-edged sword of you're not looking for the validation, but it's really nice when it comes along. How do you get that balance between still, whether you get an award or not, still recognizing that this is the calling that God has led you into, but yet when you finally have somebody recognize you for the effort and the time that you've put into it, you get that sort of refreshing, you know, it's almost like a breath of fresh air.
It really is, and I think often people don't realize that artists who are up front, it's very public, and you know, they watch us perform, and they think we're all full of confidence. But you know, I think we all go through times where we think, "What am I doing? Is this, you know, am I crazy to think I could do this? And am I just being self-indulgent?" And so it's very, very hard. We beat ourselves up and we second guess ourselves all the time. And then there's those great little moments when, you know, a stranger will come up to me in tears and say that a particular song just really helped them through something very difficult, and it was very powerful and meaningful. And then that reminds me that, okay, this is why I do music, and this is why I do music that's not fluffy, music that has a lot of meat to it, and that it is a calling indeed. So that validation is important, because we get pulled down into a feeling of a lack of confidence, you know. And I think everybody goes through that. We may appear to have it all together and be, you know, very, very confident, but often we think, oh, I don't know if I can keep doing this. So it's the kind of thing that keeps us going. It's encouraging.
Man, I've been through some of those periods.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to do is take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with singer-songwriter Ellie Matthews. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Let men and angels us now. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, let men and angels bow. Our God is with us now.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Emmanuel from the On Angels Wings CD by tonight's guest, Allie Matthews. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Allie. One of the things you were wanting to talk about tonight is your Christmas dinner, the concert and dinner that you have. How long have you been doing this?
You know, this will be our 11th Christmas doing it, so it's really become quite a Stratford tradition. It's really exciting.
Well, and I'm assuming then the response is usually fairly good to that?
Yes, actually, it's we usually always sell out, and so this year we're doing two nights. It's the first time we're doing two nights in a row, so more opportunity for more people to come.
Now, I mean, Christmas is a really busy time, especially for artists where you've got concerts and things like going on. But even just as families, the things that we need to get ready for our families and that. Why plop a dinner and concert setting into all of this hustle and bustle?
Well, you know, it's kind of, it really has just evolved into that. The first time I did it, I was releasing a Christmas CD, so it was a CD release concert. But then people enjoyed it so much that they kept asking, you know, will you do another one? And then before you know it, you know, in the summertime, I'd be stopped on the street by people saying, have you got a date yet for your Christmas concert? So, it's, you know, Christmas, for a lot of people, it's about the traditions that they've built up. And so this concert has actually become a tradition for a lot of people, and I think I'd get in trouble if I didn't do it.
Well, speaking of tradition, I mean, one of the things that I find and that I've asked artists in the past is you're always doing the same stuff over and over again. You know, every once in a while you'll come out with a new CD and some more Christmas stuff. But how do you keep all these songs fresh, especially the songs that people have come to love? You know, there's this particular Christmas song that they really like of yours and they want to hear you do it all the time. How do you keep all that fresh, especially when you only maybe do it, you know, for one period in the year?
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with that. I love the Christmas music, and you know, just I've just been starting to sing it all again, and you miss it actually after 11 months of not doing it, and then you just do it like crazy every single day for a month, and I love the music of Christmas, and I think that's why as a songwriter I've really gravitated towards writing Christmas songs. I've written quite a few Christmas originals, and I just love the hope that's in the Christmas message, and that is it's so compelling to a writer. Just the images that are, you know, if you close your eyes and someone said, okay, think of Christmas, the images that come to mind, it's full of beautiful, mysterious and powerful imagery, and so for me it's like a buffet for a songwriter to write about the Christmas story. So, you know, I love doing those songs, and I don't tire of them easily.
Well, having said that, you know, how do you take that type of perspective and yet still write about a story that is so common to everybody, like pretty well, although it's changing in today's multicultural society, but a lot of people still know the basics of the Christmas story, the manger, Jesus, the wise men, the shepherds, the angels, the whole thing. How do you take that, and especially some of those images, and be able to craft it into something that's new and fresh so that it will start people thinking a little differently about Christmas?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I think you have to look at the story is—it's a strange story. It's a crazy story. It's very—it's very, it is unique, and So it provides the internet I was talking about. But fundamentally, what Christmas means to us is something that people are still searching for every day. You know, even my song Emmanuel, I love the word Emmanuel because it means our God is with us. And really, is there a more powerful message that we can give to people or to put in a song that, you know, I'm not just talking about 2,000 years ago in a manger that God decided to be with us, but he continues to be with us now and to long to be part of our lives. So just to make it very personal and very very contemporary now and not just, you know, stick with that story from a long time ago, but make it relevant and accessible to people now.
Well, looking at the stable of Christmas songs that you've written that over the years, do you have any that are particularly your favorites because of the way that you've been able to express the story lyrically or the musical aspect, or are there just ones that you really just enjoy singing over and over and over again?
Well, you know, it isn't even the singing it over and over again that is enjoyable for me. It's the response of people and the way people... the way they've connected with the songs. And Emmanuel is definitely the one that has been the most popular. And, you know, every fall I get more and more emails and requests from people all over, you know, from Texas and California and people I don't know, people, you know, I've never been there. And yet they have found something in this song and they say, you know, we're going to sing it at our church or our choir is going to do it. And so just the fact that it has resonated with people so much, that and my other song, The Cry of Bethlehem, I think, have been the ones that people have really really embraced, and that has made it very meaningful for me as well.
Looking at, you mentioned that the concert has become a tradition and strive for that. Do you have any traditions that your family really tries to hold on to in Christmas, especially in a season where you as an artist can become very busy?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. My family has been so gracious with me especially the past decade, because I December is completely booked up. I mean, even, you know, this year I'm touring in Victoria and all across Ontario, and it's just, I'm not home very much. So my kids have always known that once it gets to Christmas morning, even on Christmas Eve, I'm usually at a church somewhere a few hours away performing, but they know that Christmas morning that I'm all theirs, and that's when just the relaxing starts and just great family time and not a whole lot of, well, we do have traditions. I guess we do the same thing all the time, but it's usually surrounding very peaceful just time together and relaxing and way too much food and just being together. So it's that's the thing that we look forward to the most.
Well, let's take a final break, and after that, we'll wrap up our conversation with singer-songwriter Ellie Matthews. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. All of heaven's angels sing. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Brand New Miracle from Ellie Matthews on Angel's Wings CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Ellie. Once Christmas is over, what's next on your agenda?
Well, I'm just trying to wrap up a new CD project that I had hoped I could get done before Christmas, but it may not. It may actually come in a few days before Christmas, which it won't be helpful to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But it's been really exciting. I've been working in Kitchener, actually, with Andy Horrocks, who's incredible producer and a great friend and known to the Christian music industry here in Canada. He's producer of the year at the Covenants again this year.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
So we've been working hard in the past 6 months on a new CD that's a little bit different for me. It's going to be called Tell Me a Story, and all original songs, and I'm just really excited to get it out there. So I'll be working on that come the new year and marketing it and getting it out there.
Yeah, and that was the one that you were doing the Kickstarter fund.
That's right.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of where people can get a hold of you, hear your music, and find out a little bit more about you, where can they do that?
They can do that at my website. It's alliematthews.com.
All right. Well, Ally, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's been great to chat.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thanking my guest, Ally Matthews, and be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.